Excuse me, this call is now being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is a jazz call on the 25th of March. And on the call, we have Rafik Damak, Carlton Samuels, Cheryl Langdonor, Tijani Benjamin, Alex Kukuru, Sintra Sukanan, Bodwin Shombi, Eric Branner Williams, and we have apologies from Carlos Aguirre and Tony Harris. And for staff, we have Carla Valente and myself, Glenn de Saint-Jerry. Thank you very much, and over to you, Carlton.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, colleagues. Welcome. I am glad to see you all here. I can't get on to the chat right now. I'm only going to be on the bridge. So I'm going to ask somebody on the bridge to indicate to me when there is anything happening that requires intervention from the chair. I also will leave a little early because of duties I have to perform this morning. For the record, would anybody object to the draft agenda that was sent to the list?
Carlton, I didn't receive it.
Can someone say something?
Yes, I said, okay, Tijan is speaking. I said that I didn't receive it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tijani. We sent it to the list. To the list.
Yeah.
Perhaps I could just mention it by way of. So we had proposed that the agenda for the call, Tuesday call, which is now today's call, was this: to review, adopt the agenda, which was to review what happened at San Francisco. You would have seen the notes from the San Francisco meeting, to focus on criteria and then to look at the process elements, and if there was any other business. Is there any exception to acceptance of that agenda?
I agree on it.
Thank you. Members would have seen the report from the San Francisco meeting. It was circulated. Are there any matters that you would wish to bring up from the report?
Carlton, this is Eric. Do I understand that someone's going to make a report as to the events that transpired at the San Francisco meeting, or are you just going to refer to a text that was mailed?
No, there was a report that was made from what occurred in the meeting, Eric, and it was circulated to the list. And I'm trying to see whether or not there was anything anyone saw from that report.
Eric, I have sent you yesterday this notes in attached file. Did you receive it?
I'm sorry, Rafik, you sent it as a what?
As an attached file. I sent you an email yesterday, you remember? Tijani speaking.
Yeah, I see the milestone report update. Oh, and there's an attached Word, Microsoft Word document. No, I hadn't read the attached
document. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, notes.
It's notes from the meeting, Eric.
Exact.
I got to tell you guys, it really doesn't say that in the subject line.
Sorry, but that's what it is. Is anybody?
Hello, this is Elaine Cruz. Could you please just post that report onto the Adobe screen so we can look at it while we talk about it?
That would be good. Tijani, can I ask you to do this?
I don't think Tijani is able to.
I don't have the authority. Yeah, I can only put it on the chat. Ah, okay. We have the agenda now. And the notes, do you have it, Carla?
Yeah, I'm going to put it on.
Okay.
Just give me one second. That's the Word document that Carlton said. Is that correct?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. I need to give me a minute here to do that.
Is the report up now?
Not yet.
Are the notes?
Not yet.
Not yet.
So let me do the following, so I don't delay you while I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because kind of. So let me post that on the. I just posted the first part on the chat. So we can start the discussion as I, finish posting the report. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine. The idea here is that the notes are being put up from San Francisco from the meeting we had there as to ensure that members understand what was said, and if there's anything that is burning anyone that they would like to add or to make amends, we're asking you to do it now. We're going to take a very few more minutes to go through this. Well, I'm presuming that nobody has much to add to what was said at San Francisco. Can we move to the next?
Second?
Yes?
Yeah, I think let's move to the next item, because I think it's the main item of our call today.
That's precisely what I'm doing here, Rafik. I'm going to the next item, which is the discussion of criteria for applicant qualifications.
Sintra, please.
Door is open. Sintra?
Yes. I think the point that was raised on the meeting list, that there was consensus, or well, at least the beginning of the discussion, that we will include developing countries as part of our scope in terms of needy applicants. But there seemed to be some discussion still on that point. So that is not a qualified point coming out of that meeting.
Okay. Can we recall who raised the issue in San Francisco? Is there anything else we need to add to this?
Carlton, this is Andrew. Is the question who raised the issue of countries? Country applications?
Yes.
That was Tracy.
Whether or not the person we wanted to say something else for the rest, for the benefit of the rest of the members here.
I think it was Tracy that introduced the idea, and I don't see that Tracy's on the call, but I might be wrong. I might be wrong.
I don't think Tracy's on the call.
No, he's not.
Okay. For people who didn't see it, I did send out to the list yesterday a suggestion that that since this is coming from the GAC side, that perhaps if they had some good ideas about how this might be approached, we'd like to see them. Because to this point, we haven't done any work on criteria for countries and what would constitute a needy country or an appropriate country for an application support. And Tracy said that sounded like a reasonable request and that they'd get back to us. So for right now, I don't think we have criteria, but it's been thrown out to them. Does that sound reasonable to the group?
We have Ian in the queue. That's him?
Say it again, Rafik. I'm not hearing you.
Ian. Ian is in the queue. Is he asking to?
Yes. Could you go ahead, please?
Thank you. This is Elaine Pruess. So I did see the GAC scorecard item where they basically requested that governments be considered for support for applications. And we've spent quite a bit of time talking about this. So I would... I think if we're going to punt it back to the GAC and ask them for some clarification, we really need to consider exactly what sort of clarification we want from them. Are we asking them, do you want national governments to get support? At what level of government? Is there a specific area? And we also should remember that the GAC is a very fluid creature. So I don't think we should wait on their response in order to make some decisions ourselves here.
Anybody want to add or detract from that suggestion from Elaine?
We have Eric and Sintra in the queue.
Eric, then Sintra. Eric, you have the floor.
Thank you, Carlson. This is Eric Winter-Williams. Following on Elaine's comment, yes, the GAC is a subset of the possible public entities. It's a subset of the ISO 3166 delegation holders. So I'm not sure that we should just hand the general problem of governmental support back to the GAC, because I don't think they represent all kinds of possible public applicants. In particular, I'm not entirely happy with handing back to Canada and the United States the idea that they are going to exclusively seek for tribal entities in North America. Thank you very much.
I have to tell you, I kind of more to that concern that Eric just discussed, just put to the list. But let me hear what Cintra has to say. Cintra?
No, Andrew.
I don't have anything to say at this point. I don't have any comments.
I think it's me next in line, Carlson.
Andrew. Sorry.
Thank you. Not a worry. excuse me. What Elaine and Eric say both make sense to me. My suggestion to send it back to Tracy to get some guidance from them was partly a desire to just see what they had in mind. Because in the absence, since we've not worked on it specifically, in the absence of knowing what they had in mind, I thought that it would be worthwhile to get that input from them. I couldn't agree more with you, Eric, that there are some governments that we may not, you know, that certainly aren't very representative of all of their constituents. And it is also true that there are vast differences between governments on a national level and governments on a regional or a sub-regional level. I have a hard time imagining that a national government would qualify as needy in any particular way, but the attempt to send it back to Tracy was only really to get their information and anything like that. Our initial position, I throw this out to the group, our initial position was to walk away from support of governments and government entities, in part because of the complexity of this and because of the political stickiness of it and things like that. I'm still comfortable with a step back from that, but if people feel strongly that we should entertain this from the entertain this from government, maybe the best way to do it is to go ahead with our other work and to say to the GAC, you know, we're open to this, depending on what you come back with, get us something and we'll consider it, kind of something like that. I don't know what people think, but I think that this will be tremendously challenging politically and administratively to figure out which governments are needy and how they represent their people if they do.
Okay.
Thank you, Andrew. Can I ask a question? And I'm asking if we could focus on what Andrew said and Eric for the next 5 minutes or so. If we were to send it back with this kind of framework, what would be the key requirements that you think would be relevant for the government or people interested in supporting the government? What are the key requirements you think for them to come back to us with?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking the group, because I think it goes beyond just need now. It has to be something a little bit more.
And just for information, we have two people in the queue. We have Elaine and Eric. So
Elaine and Eric. Well, I'm throwing out that question, and I'd like to ask. It goes to what it is that we would go back to the GAC with. I don't think you should go back to the GAC with and qualify, just tell us some more. But I would want us to say, tell us some more, and specifically in this area, this is where we want to hear the more. So can I go back to the queue, and Eric is in, and then Elaine, you said?
Yes.
Thank you.
Go ahead first.
Elaine, you want to start off?
Yes, thank you. So I would like to reiterate what Andrew has just said. We did discuss this. We decided it was too messy, and we shouldn't provide support to governments. I'm still in that camp, but if the group decides to go down that path, I do feel that we need to, instead of saying, okay, well, what do you think about this or that, I think we should go specifically with GAC, would you be satisfied if we allowed tribal governments to get support up to whatever percent? I think it needs to be very directed. My experience with sitting through every single one of the board GAC discussions was that GAC had some good ideas, but they hadn't actually thought through any of the processes or even outcomes in many cases. So if we do go down this road, which I think that should be the first question, do we really want to consider this? If we do that, we need to be very pointed in what we're bringing to them.
I agree. I agree with that. I just don't want... I would think it would be more useful to go back with a set of criteria that we want answered. Eric?
Can I comment before?
Is Eric in there, Rafik? Do you want to give Eric and then you come in?
Yes.
Rafik, if you'd like to go ahead to respond, please go ahead. I'll wait.
Just I want to ask maybe, so as we want to ask maybe for clarification from the GAC, and I like the idea of suggested by Ellen, maybe I can volunteer with Andrew to see to ask them and to just to maybe to propose what we think, what kind of government that may qualify, maybe as Eric suggested about maybe local government or some specific case, because they said governmental support and it's too wide. So we can specify some what kind of level, what kind of government, etc., and then we ask them, so we can may have a better feedback, because you know it can take more long time. It can take long time to get response from the GAC, and then we can speed up the process. So that's my suggestion. I can volunteer with Andrew if he agrees, and we can work on that.
Okay, that's good, Andrew. But the question is still would still need to be clarified by this group. We're going to ask them, and we're going to ask them some specific things. And so you have one set. Is what level of government are you talking about? I would be interested to know what other questions might you both be mandated to ask the GAC. So, Eric.
Thanks, Carlton. Rafik made the point I was trying to make, but just because I like to hear my own voice, I suppose I'll say what I intended to say, which is the GAC is competent to speak for its own model of what government is or public administration, but it may not be competent to speak for other models such as tribal governments in colonized in North America and South America. So I don't want us to say government and promote all governments to the status and defects of national governments, that is, to the wealth and power of nation states. There are public bodies, public administrations, whose needs may not be met by nation states at all, whose needs are of interest to us. So when we say government is out of scope, I think what we're doing is we're saying that everything is China, the United States, Bulgaria, and it's not. So that's the point I wanted to make. Thank you.
I tend to support that observation, Eric, and thanks for the clarification. So
put me on the queue, please.
Who's on the queue?
Alex, I'm requesting to be put on the queue.
Just Alex, we have Andrew before, and then I think you can.
Andrew, then Alex.
Actually, Alex, I've spoken recently. Let Alex go first, and then I'll go right after him. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Andrew, and thank you, everybody. I'm wondering as we... thank you, first of all, Rafik, for volunteering to do that. I think it will make us move faster on this issue. I'm just wondering if, as a group, we propose to the GAC that we may delete the line where we were saying we are disqualifying entities with government support, so that in case the government feels it can support a tribal organization or a regional government or such as... such other entities, whether then maybe they could be happy with that, whether they can live with that, and then we would leave the complication of having to deal with sub-governments at sub-regional levels, if that could be incorporated in your inquiry to the GAC. I think I would be very happy to see that we move ahead and don't spend too much time defining governments. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew. Is there anybody else on the list that wants to speak on this issue?
I think it's just me.
Okay, Andrew, go ahead.
And then after.
Okay, quickly. First of all, I more I listen, the more I agree with Elaine's original, which was that this we thought that this was too messy for a reason. It is messy, and I think that it's also politically very challenging for us. That said, now that they've asked, I don't think it's possible for us to walk away completely. What I'm hearing people say is that there are some subnational groupings that may make some sense, with a special focus on tribal and other administrative demarcations, which might, in our other way of thinking, be considered community applications. But they may also have some government support. I am happy to sit down with Rafiq and work up a list of questions that we could go back to the GAC with. I still feel fairly strongly that we shouldn't say that we're willing to do this regardless, but rather that we're willing to consider it. And on a national level, I don't see any justification for support. It would have to be on some sort of a smaller level, because I think our initial concern was that we don't want something that government should be paying for to be paid for by the limited funds that will be available for applicant support, and I think that still stands. But I'm happy to work up questions with Rafiq after this call and send them out to the list.
Okay. Can I just, who else is on the list?
It's Sebastian, but I am in very noisy environment, so I don't know if you can hear me.
I'm hearing you, Sebastian. Can you go ahead?
Yeah, just to say one thing. This group has a very short time to deliver something. The discussion going on, risk, I will say risk, but nobody will get anything because you have already a lot in your plate. I just want to suggest that you need to go very carefully with adding something in your plate. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. The idea was, and just let me reiterate, the idea was not for us to wait. The idea is for us to continue doing the work with the same agenda that we had, except that we will respond to a GAC concern and do it in a way that allows them to understand that we took it into consideration. But for my part, I will reiterate again, and I'm fixating. It is messy to get government as one of the recipients of support. I, however, would like for folks to embrace the idea that even in the national space, there are groups that could be considered government, such as the ones that Eric brought up, that might be worthy of support. Perhaps it is within the extent we could say that they are community circumscribed, so they are specific communities, and that might be even spill across borders. But it's very important to know that they would be a disadvantaged group within the context of what we are talking about, and it might be useful to consider them in this way. Are there any other comments?
Yes, please. So this is Elaine again.
Yes, Elaine.
I'm just checking in to make sure that we actually have made a decision that we would go down this path. Is that the case? And if so, when was that done? And if not, could we actually ask that question of the group?
We have not made such a decision yet. I was giving another 2 minutes or 3 minutes for people to come up with any other thing, and then we would ask the group formally for a decision on this.
Thanks.
Council?
Yes, Rafiq.
Just maybe if we will ask the group, we should do that in the mailing list. I think it's more fair for those who are not on the call.
Yeah, maybe, but can I suggest that I think the people who are on this call are probably going to be the ones who are active on the list anyways, and so I believe that asking directly is probably more efficient.
Yeah, but some people, like Avery, who expresses some opinion and so on, maybe just it's more
Can we tentatively do this? Can we ask list and put it out to the list and wait for a day or two to make it official and move on? Are there any other hands up on the Adobe Connect that we need to acknowledge?
A quick point, if I may.
Is this Alex?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What I've seen happen in certain work groups is also when there is an issue that requires voting of all members, so that the consensus of what was arrived at can clearly be put on record. If such a situation ever presents to ourselves, I would also suggest that in addition to posting something on a list, maybe a sort of a survey, a questionnaire, can be asked for the members to just vote on their views if the questions are pretty clear. But it's not necessary for this question. It's a general point I wanted to raise. Thank you.
Yes, Alex, that's useful. We could pose the question, but for these purposes, we could probably do it pretty much in this way. So I'll pose the question now. Is it the consensus of this group that we mandate a small subgroup consisting of Andrew and Eric? Is it?
Andrew and Rafik.
To formulate a set of questions that could be put forward to the GAC for clarification as to their interest in having governments be included as deserving of support, applicant support. Are there any objections?
Sorry to interrupt, but I was just saying in that case I supported that already in my conversation earlier. Thank you.
We have comment from Ellen. He's in the queue.
Ellen?
Yeah. First of all, I didn't understand what Alex said, so maybe you could repeat that in a minute. But I thought...
No, Alex is saying that we could, in addition to doing what we would do, you send out a survey to members,
right,
to formally capture their feedback, and I did not disagree with that. I just said that we could do it in this way. We could ask the question formally here, which I've just done, and ask for members to agree on it. Then we put it to the list, the same question, and we would look and see what we get from the members on the list. It's just as efficient.
Okay. I would like the first question to be, should we diverge from our previous consensus position of not giving support to governments?
Yes, we can ask that question as a part of the scope. Should we change that posture? And if we should change that posture, what would we need to embrace to change the posture?
Okay.
And we will allow Rafik and Andrew to develop some more specific questions, take into consideration some comments that are already made this morning.
I agree with the proposal of Ellen, generally speaking.
I agree also.
Can I ask a quick question?
Who is this, Andrew?
Yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I generally speaking agree with Elaine that this is messy. The question is, I think we need to respond to the GAC one way or the other, and so I'm wondering whether politically the group believes that it is possible for us just to say, I'm sorry, no, we're not going to do this. If they think that there's a downside to that, then what are other options? I guess my question is only, is a straight no an option for us, or is there another option for us if we decide we don't necessarily want to focus on this right now? what do we get back with them for? Because I'm wondering politically whether it makes sense for us to just say, sorry, we're not going to take this up. What do people think? Is there a political cost to us not addressing this?
Can I comment quickly?
Is Alex?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think Elaine's proposal, if I'm getting it correctly, she's saying we say straight no to GAC. We will not do anything on government. But I think the proposal we have put forward is to actually now say, okay, GAC, we are going to consider your comment, but we'd like some more input into what you are considering as should be supported. And in addition to that is what, like a proposal you are saying, if we, for example, said we are going to remove a proposal, a recommendation we had put forth that groups with government support do not qualify, whether you'd be happy to live with that. Those are the sort of framework and the thinking I was having, because politically that would win us. If we say no, then I think we'd have a lot of problems. Thank you.
This is Elaine again. So I absolutely agree we should not just return with a no. But I think we also need to honor the fact that we have spent a significant amount of time asking ourselves this question. And if we decide to stick with that consensus position, that in a return to the GAC, we should explain all of the reasons why. And if you want to leave it open-ended, then ask them, you know, as Andrew's been saying, for some specific points on how they would handle it. But I wouldn't hold my breath for an answer before May 17th.
My interpretation of what the outcome is, and I'm seized of the idea of being politically correct here, is to pose the question, but we pose the question for fealty's sake to the political discourse. But I do not believe that we should stop the work. To me, if the decision is made eventually that governments are can attract support, then the criteria would be extended, and what we are looking for is, if we were to decide this, what that criteria would be, and we are asking a wider audience for that, the GAC especially. And so I'm suggesting that that's how we do it. We just don't just continue going along what we're doing now. We just kind of ask the question, see what comes back. And we still have the right to say, well, no, it's too messy. Or if they come back with something that is just blows our mind and make it so obvious, a win-win, then we can simply add it to the set of criteria. Is that a reasonable explanation of process?
Eric is waiting on the queue.
Eric? Eric? Is he hearing me?
Must be on mute.
Eric's not hearing me.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm hearing you now.
Good. A bar on governments will mean that we will have to look into... Someone will have to look into applications to see if there is any public component, any public funding component to the corporate entity which is submitting the application.
Mm.
So, for instance, if the Coquille Indian Nation decides to submit an application through an entity which is formed under Coquille corporate law, and funded in part through the Coquille Indian Nation's resources, we would have to say no because that's an application with government support.
Mm.
In order to find that out, we would have to actually look inside the application.
Mm.
So, I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much.
Yes, that is about process now, so we could do it. Anyway, I'm hearing that there's no violent opposition to chartering Rafiq and Andrew to look closely at this question. So can we agree that we have agreed severally that this is the step forward, this is the way to move forward? Any objections?
So in essence, we're saying we haven't decided finally on this, but were we to move forward, we're looking to try to figure out what that would look like. What would you propose based on these criteria, these questions?
Yes.
Seems reasonable to me.
Who was that? I didn't get it.
That was Andrew. Sorry.
So there are no violent objections to that. So I think we can agree. We'll put it on the list in the end, so they can have another go around in it for another couple of days, I suppose. It's a quarter of the hour where I am, and I have to run so I can get to my class on time. So can I hand over to Rafiq, and Rafiq can continue with the discussion and move to the process applicant's qualification. Thank you all. Rafiq, you have
Okay, we can move, I think, now to the next item about to discussion of the process to qualify applicants. I don't think that we started yet the discussion about that in the mailing list, but if someone has any comment, please raise your hand, and then we can start on that. Nobody. Can you hear me or not?
Yeah. Rafiq, we can hear you. Can you explain exactly? Maybe it's not just not clear for us what it is. What it is this is about. If this is the process, like how people would come into the system and get evaluated, as opposed to who would be evaluated. It's the process. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the process. Because the previous item was about the criteria, but now the process how we can qualify the applicant. So it's so we have the criteria or the metrics to see just to qualify an applicant. But how what kind of process we should follow for that? I'm not sure if it's in the notes already, but Andrew, please go ahead.
Okay, let me give a try to see if I'm understanding. In our meeting in San Francisco, we talked a little bit about the need to have some sort of a qualifications review standing committee. We also talked about the idea of having a standing committee that would evaluate the process itself. So there are two separate functions. We didn't make a decision as to whether or not either of them needed to be connected to or run through ICANN. So they could be conceivably delivered outside by an outsider, and that there was, in my mind, there may be some value in having at least some outside voices so that it's not too much captured inside. But is that what you're talking about? So that's one stage is, who's going to do the evaluating? And we talked about having a committee, and we haven't gotten as far as who should be on that committee or what kind of skills they have.
In fact, in the notes, in the item 2, there was what we called process discussion, and what the note says is that we have that the group A and B, we define the criteria to assess for the support, and we need to define which a process by which this will be determined. What kind of process we should follow to determine the criteria that I think that the applicant is qualified, is eligible for those criteria.
Does it make sense? Andrew, no comment?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I mean, if we were designing this thing, what we'd want to have is we'd have to answer a series of questions, and I'll throw out a few of them, and then maybe other people can jump in. I mean, one is, who constitutes the review committee? Who's on the review committee? The second thing is, am I asking the questions that you're looking for?
I don't think the review team is in the process, but the review team maybe will manage the process itself. But maybe,
well, someone has to evaluate the applications, right? We have to determine who that would be.
Yes, maybe the question.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes. Maybe the question is what kind of process that the review team will follow to check if the applicant is qualified or not. No. I think it's two topics interrelated, but maybe we need to focus on the process itself. Do we need that we start to check for, criteria A and B and C, and then to see if, and then there is a sequential process or a parallel process. Just in some rough ideas that we can start with. But yeah, I understand for about the review team. And we have such discussion, it should be inside or outside ICANN, if I am recalling correctly. So, any comment? I'm not sure that we need really to foster this discussion. And so, Andrew, what you were saying about the review team, I think it was in the item 4, discussion on selection process, clarification that annual review refers to selection process, not to individual applicants. And
we've got two different, if I remember from San Francisco, we have two different reviews. One is a review of the process itself, right? Is the process working, all of that kind of thing, what changes need to be made, and we talked about that as something that as a team that would look at this perhaps on an annual basis to make changes in it so that it continues to improve. The other piece of it that I thought you were trying to get at was a piece around, so we have this criteria. We've agreed on the criteria for who is possible. So then someone has to make the determination of whether applicant X fulfills those criteria or not. Or if applicant X doesn't fulfill the criteria but fulfills most of the criteria, what would they need to do in order to fulfill the criteria? Or things along those lines. And to have a process around that review. And that's what I thought you were talking about, Rafiq.
Okay.
So there are two separate processes, and there's two separate teams, yes. But someone has to determine whether a candidate is qualifies or not.
Yes. That's the work of the standing committee. Ilan, please go ahead.
Thanks. So just someone who would have to determine qualifications, could we talk to ICANN about using the evaluators they're already hiring for the general application review? And I think that would only work if we had very strict criteria that they basically just had to check boxes.
Ilan, you want to comment again? We have Andrew in the queue. Please, Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, Elaine, I like your idea a lot. Let's keep it simple. That's great. Perhaps what we would end up needing then is really only one person with some specific knowledge of the differences that we're looking at to advise the evaluators or something like that. maybe we won't need an entire committee. But I do think that we would probably want – I'm not, put it this way, I'm not sure that it's going to be easy to just create a series of boxes. There may be – it may be a little bit more organic than that. And so having at least – having one person who understands our process and our goals really well, I see that as possibly being helpful. But I like the idea of working with the existing process as much as possible.
Okay. I think the idea of boxes, it will depend also to the how we will define the criteria. Maybe some criteria can be easy to check and other need more, not that easy. Maybe need more exploration or something like that to check if the applicant is eligible for that criteria or not. Any further comments?
Yes, maybe I could throw in a quick comment, Alex.
Alex, please go ahead.
Yes, I'm finding us discussing both eligibility and criteria and process entwined. We are going mentioning them interchangeably. Perhaps what we could ask ourselves is when even the questions we are posing in terms of eligibility and criteria and also in terms of the process, we have a sort of a chart where we say when we raise this particular point, what will be its contribution to the process? And therefore, every question or every point we raise, we have a box, a big table, where we take for this particular one, we are going to ask A, B, C, D, and this is contribution to the process, etc. So that we try and sort of simplify the two, because I don't know whether it's only me who feels that we are discussing the two interchangeably, and so maybe I don't know if your group, your team with Andrew Mack can help us to tell us what this question will contribute towards. Maybe the evaluation, etc., something of that sort. We have done it on monitoring and evaluation. I don't know if that is a possibility. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Any comment? So, please, any further comments on that? So, otherwise, because we are, I think we just have maybe 2 minutes in this call.
I guess a question for the group. Would a flow chart of all this help?
Yes.
Isn't that effectively what we're trying to build right now, is a process, a flow chart?
Yeah,
correct.
I think the flow chart, it works, yeah. That's the good idea.
Okay.
For
that would
be good.
Is there somebody who has a clear enough sense of where we are that wants to make a draft of this? Because I think part of the problem is we're trying to do this in the abstract too much.
I think for the flow chart, I think that every, if I remember well, volunteered for such thing, so like a map or for the criteria, so maybe we should care about that. I agree for the idea of flow charts.
Uh-huh. Okay. So even if it's not a visual chart, just step one, step two, step three would be terrific. That would really help a lot, I think.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Any further comments, guys?
Maybe just to ask, would Carla be in a position to assist in the chat and with all the activities we have had so far?
What was your question, Alex?
Would Carla be resourceful in that regard? Of the flow chart and everything, so that I can join you on the team? That's a question.
Okay. Kada?
Yes. So So I'm not sure I know enough of what you're trying to accomplish to build a chart. I'll be happy to help. I'll be happy to bring that internally and run against our existing charts to see how the process would work. I see in the chat room that Dev Anand had volunteered also to draw a chart.
Dev and Cintra can help. Why don't we take...
Oh, yeah.
Carla, why don't you see if we can't pull together what we think we might already have and shoot it to them and then have them put something together?
You mean the existing charts for the new G2D program evaluation?
That existing chart, so that we could clip into that as much as possible, plus anything else from our past history that you think we should have, you know, any other, if there are any other discussions of it. I don't really recall anything in any detail. But, and then let them have a go at it.
Okay, I will find the source chart. I think it's in Visio. At least the first one I did was in Visio. And I'll send it to you.
Okay. Any further comment? I think so, Carla, we will wait for your proposal. I will check also with Avery about her idea. And then I will also work with Andrew in that that question for the GAC. So if there is no any further comment, I will adjourn the call for today. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining our call today. And see you on Tuesday. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. So,